Do not betray the master. Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters. This is a misbehaving disciple speaking to you. At the present moment, I am not able to be a conductor of the great knowledge that the master imparts. But I would like to share with you a spiritual experience that I believe will help you understand why some mentors leave. Since childhood, I did not stand out with any special talents. I was a very ordinary child. I didn't do well in school, and I was very weak and helpless. So I was often bullied by stronger peers. My spiritual journey began with practicing yoga and Qigong. I read many spiritual books and gradually became attracted to the idea of enlightenment. Then I set the intention to meet a true enlightened master. The divine power helped me, and I ended up in an eco settlement, becoming a novice. Since my desire to develop was very strong at first, I tried to complete all the assignments given by the mentors, striving to do everything impeccably and with full dedication. Despite the fact that there was a lot of work with spiritual materials in the eco-settlement, so that other brothers and sisters in the world could receive the saving knowledge, I still found time to practice asanas, pranayama, and study the school's materials. I preferred to sleep and eat less, and meditate and read spiritual books more. During the year, I experienced various difficulties on this path. Lack of sleep, lack of food, and the struggle with attachments to the past. But I attuned myself more and more to the great master, and new strength came to me. Thanks to the master alone, I overcame all obstacles. I did this in just 1 year, which may not seem like a long time. However, many brothers and sisters who were practicing in the eco-settlement with me left, unable to endure simple difficulties, while many people endure much more, raising children, tolerating an alcoholic husband, working themselves to the bones. They could not endure ordinary challenges and could not force themselves to do even light daily exercises necessary for health. They left the spiritual path, succumbing to thoughts of the past and giving up at the first failures. Many were disappointed that after a year of practice in the eco-settlement, they did not acquire any superpowers or see any radical changes in themselves. But I understood that it was not so simple, that constant effort and unwavering intention to follow the path of truth were needed. My desire for enlightenment was very strong, so I resolved to overcome all trials and achieve liberation. Noticing my selflessness, I was initiated as a monk, and I advanced one more step on the path of perfection. A year is the time they test a person. Those who left couldn't endure. But I endured a year and was given more. After all, the more a person endures, the more they are trusted. I felt responsible for the people who needed help in developing. The pace of my development accelerated even more. Every day I connected more strongly to the master, and more power and wisdom were granted to me. Every day required even more effort, both physical and emotional. Besides working in the eco-settlement, I was now learning the basics of giving lectures and spiritual practices, passing on the accumulated experience to junior disciples, i.e., novices. Becoming a monk, thanks to my connection with the master, I felt my intuition beginning to develop. I learned to better sense what people needed, to empathize more with the problems that hindered them on their path. At the same time, I felt even more trust from the master, which made me very happy, as I was now entrusted with more responsible tasks. Thus, my development continued for another 2 years. More trials awaited me ahead, but I was not afraid of them at all, as I opened my heart more and more to the divine power. After 2 years, I went through an initiation and moved to the next level of spiritual development. Here, I felt my first superpowers begin to emerge. For example, my third eye opened, and now, channeling the Master's grace and wisdom, I could help people by giving them wise advice on how to avoid various misfortunes in life. New obstacles and trials arose on my path. They were sent to me by the power, more and more as my connection grew. Accordingly, more effort was required from me, as any indulgence in weakness could lead to degradation. My desire for enlightenment did not wane, and this great goal helped me overcome all difficulties. After 2.5 years, I was granted even more wisdom and knowledge. I was initiated into a higher level of novitiate. I became a mentor's assistant. Being at this level indicated that very soon I would be able to become a mentor, a conductor of great knowledge. For now, I was just a mentor's assistant, helping to arrange chairs in the hall, light candles, and play music on time. But the most important thing was that I had the opportunity to communicate with a master, to ask him questions that troubled me, and receive wise answers. Thanks to this communication with the enlightened master, I felt my development speed up even more, becoming even more intense. After a darshan with a keeper of knowledge, my entire being was filled with an incredible sense of joy and grace. Since then, I was granted superpowers. Another 6 months later, I began to be taken to seminars in other cities. It was very difficult even to just come out to people and tell them something. It was during these moments that I most vividly felt how many complexes and blocks I had that prevented me from transmitting knowledge to people. But I worked on myself, fought against inner discomfort, and called on God for help. And so at first I conducted sets of asanas and some simple practices. My voice was uncertain, my movements unclear and blurred, but I connected to the Master, and then everything changed. I became liberated and grace flowed through me. I conveyed the Master's knowledge, not mine. I was very eager to learn everything, so I tried to ask as many questions as possible to the Master and the higher mentors. Finally, after many years of practice and trials, I became a mentor myself. However, as with many former disciples, this trial proved to be the most difficult for me. At first, everything was wonderful. I was absorbing new knowledge, passing it on to people, and entered the circle of the Master's closest disciples. I began to engage in deep practices, spending long periods in caves, and constantly feeling the telepathic contact and support of the Master. But gradually, I began to identify with the benefits that the divine power had bestowed upon me. I became proud and thought that all the knowledge I had acquired was my own. I became seduced by myself because now at seminars, I regularly heard words of gratitude from disciples for the knowledge I imparted to them. They admired me, my lectures and practices, and I completely drowned in these images, constantly praising myself. How great, smart, and omnipotent I was! I completely forgot that all this was given to me by the Master, that I was a conductor of the Master's divine will. I even stopped understanding that the disciples admired not me personally, but the truth and wisdom of the Master that I conveyed to them. I forgot entirely what a worm and nothing I was without the sage. My pride grew more and more, and so I began to degrade without realizing it. Things only got worse from there. I completely forgot about my main goal, enlightenment. I started conducting fewer practices and meditations, stopped studying the new knowledge that the Master bestowed, Thoughts began to creep into my mind that now I could be a master myself. Pride and an inflated sense of importance choked me, but I did not want to see this. I forgot when I last prayed and repented. Instead of self-reproach, I now spent my days praising and admiring myself. I no longer cared about people and helping them, saving them from illness and suffering. I only thought about myself. I only wanted fame and admiration from the disciples. Thus I began to rot from within. The Master repeatedly told me that I needed to come to my senses, but I did not want to listen to anything and persisted in evil. I did not want to part with my false image. It had become dearer to me than the truth. And this was the scariest part. I disconnected from the Master, and my degradation began immediately. Very quickly, within just 1 month, I began to lose the abilities granted to me by the Great Master. When I lost all my abilities, I turned to black magic. At the time, I thought I could regain my abilities this way and cast a curse on everyone, teaching them that they must admire me. However, now, besides curses, the evil eye and connecting to the powers of darkness, I could do nothing else. Dark entities continue to torment me to this day. They force me to obey. I pray, but these dark entities keep testing me. Obsession attacks me, and I want to teach everyone again. This obsession feels like addiction. It's just as hard to get rid of. That's how it is, but I'm not the only one. Many mentors who left the Master were also captured by the powers of darkness. And like me, they now suffer. Therefore, try not to cultivate negative emotions and thoughts against the egregore, the Master, the higher powers, and God. Then I stopped understanding anything. Various illnesses fell upon me, and I was no longer up for lectures and practices. Negative thoughts and emotions took over more and more, and I was powerless to deal with it all, as I had rejected the help of the Great Master. Disconnecting from the Master, I became an ordinary person again, helpless, incapable of anything, which is what I had always been. Dear brothers and sisters, my example shows and helps you understand that mentors are superhumans, but only if they are connected to the energy and knowledge of the Master. Every disciple can become an activist, and every activist can become an organizer if they sacrifice their attachment to family and children. And every organizer can become a mentor. I observe the spiritual path of other mentors and saw that this role is temporary, and each one's time in this role ended differently. Some, unable to withstand spiritual trials, gave up and returned to the world, like me, while others went abroad to spread the knowledge. The most worthy and devoted became priests and stayed close to the enlightened Master, comprehending the depth of the knowledge, going through various practices in the spiritual school. There have been many mentors throughout the existence of the egregore, and there will be many more. Today, dozens of mentors are spreading the saving knowledge, and soon there will be thousands worldwide. But there has always been, is, and will be only one Master. No one can ever replace the Master. The Master is the incarnation of God on earth, and the Master is a person who can convey the divine will only through the energy of the Master. No one can ever become the Master, because the Master has already incarnated on this earth as a Master with a great mission of salvation, and mentors are chosen from the more active, striving disciples. And any disciple can connect to the power that the Great Master channels. The master's level is a test for the disciple's glory. At this stage of development, the power tests whether the disciple can leave behind glory and go to the master to become a priest, or if they will want to reap the fruits of glory. I failed this test. But now, having realized my deep mistake and repenting for my actions and thoughts, I am ready to start all over again and pass all the trials from the very first stage to avoid making such terrible mistakes again. If I am allowed, I will take the path of overcoming all insignificant qualities within myself, the path of the priest. For only by passing all the most difficult trials and becoming a priest does a disciple gain the great opportunity to reach the heights of perfection. For after becoming a priest, their training will already take place under the direct guidance of the master. And when a person undergoes various spiritual practices for 10 years, being near the enlightened master, they become holy. Great supernatural abilities are revealed in them. But for this, each disciple must worthily pass all stages of development. Disciple novice, monk, mentor's assistant, mentor, and then become a priest. Each disciple must strive to go towards the master, for only close to the spiritual master can one achieve liberation. And being a mentor is merely an intermediate role between a novice and a priest. A mentor communicates with the master only on a telepathic level, and only occasionally attends holy meetings with the master. The priest, however, is constantly beside the master, and when mentors come to the meetings, the priests conduct spiritual practices for them. When the mentor overcomes all their imperfections and spends 10 years next to the master, only then can they become enlightened. Priests and priestesses used to conduct seminars as well, but now they are near the master and are already achieving enlightenment. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing strange in the fact that mentors are constantly changing. This is just one of the stages of spiritual development, which, like the others, eventually comes to an end. A person either falls down or moves forward, progressing to a higher stage of spiritual perfectioning and becoming a priest. We see that pride drives people to declare themselves masters. Out of envy and pride, they start doing something of their own, but nothing works out for them, and they only end up harming people. I have seen many mentors who left, declaring themselves gurus, but now we hear nothing about them. In reality, it was only their ego. They were never and can never be masters. Therefore, above all, open your heart to the all-merciful sage, immerse yourself in his great destiny, and your life will change, and you will forever find unity and harmony within yourself. Remember, only a disciple can betray and leave the master, but the master never abandons his disciples. The master prays day and night for the salvation of your souls. Let us bow before the greatness of the sage.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.